Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I grew up next to a cemetery on Guam. For reference, this is my house, and this is the cemetery I grew up next to. They were great neighbors. My parents decided to buy this portrait at Genghis Khan. So it's supposed to look old, but it's not. It's one of those kind of things. And it's of this young Victorian lady with a lace like neck thing, and she's holding something in her hand. She has a fancy dress on. She was a thing of my nightmares, and I'm going to tell you why, and it's going to sound crazy, but Halloween's coming up and I want to share this scary story with you. She could change her facial expressions, okay? So she'd be leaning and her original thing is like a slight smile, kind of like a Mona Lisa situation smile. Well, she used to get angry with me. I'd be in the living room and I'd look up and she'd go from her slight smile to literally an angry expression. She could look like she was crying. She could look like she's rolling her eyes at you. Sometimes she would have like a little smirk, or her teeth would be exposed. And I'm not making this up. To top it off, see how she's holding something here? Sometimes she'd put it down. Sometimes her arm would be to her side. Or the best part that used to scare the ever-living daylights out of me, she'd be effing gone from her portrait. Gone. Gone. As in she walked out to take a break. Gone. As in Harry Potter, magical portrait situation. Gone. The other thing that used to happen all the time would be my mother hearing me call for her clear as day in my voice down the hall in my room. And I would sometimes hear her call me clear as day in her voice from her room. And this went on for, my whole life that I lived there. Yeah, so spirit activities abound. If you live near a cemetery and you experience this stuff too, it's just the neighbors having fun. It's just the neighbors having fun.